In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As we continue services, I read from the four written words of God from the first epistle of Peter, from chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. The words are in Jesus' name. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now you are a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, through it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with your joy inexpressible and fully full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who has in them was indicating, when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. Then it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you to those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance. Amen. This first chapter of the first epistle of Peter and the whole letter is a sermon. But if God sees fit to open us something through his weak servant, Peter's first letter is directed to the people in Asia Minor, which is located in modern-day Turkey. This letter isn't meant for just one, but is meant for many congregations. It was a letter that went from congregation to congregation. It is there to strengthen and to strengthen us and believers of that day. As we can read from the Bible, that this book hasn't aged any. It is it's like it's written for this day. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from and death. What is grace? Grace means that God forgives us. Not because we are good, but because he is good. Grace is given to us . Jesus died on the middle cross of Golgotha for us all sins. In the letter to the Romans is that Jesus, God shows his love towards us in Jesus Christ. The gospel thus is proclaimed vocally when we believe in Jesus, in his name and blood. All our sins are forgiven. From Jesus' inheritance, incorruptible and defiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. This is a very marvelous thing, what we have been able to receive, to inherit. This human mind cannot comprehend. And it doesn't comprehend God's ways, even though in our lives we face many trials, but sometimes we might realize it was a blessing. It comes to my mind, my own son, even though it has taken a temporal toll, it has given much more. He is a special child. With him, we have been to the hospital many times, and there has been many times when doctors have told us that there's nothing to be done. But at those times, we've been able to pray to that only hope that we believers have. The only hope is God. We can say, that thy will be done when we have been unable to ask anything else. So it is in many other things we are not able to know what our life brings to us. But we can trust God's guidance. As that little boy trusted during the miraculous feeding from disciples, they didn't have a, they couldn't fathom that with this little boy's food could feed the whole people. There were 5,000 and children and wives. Even today we can witness this miracle. How from this place we can pour feeling servants speak of such a precious thing as a kingdom of God, most important thing of our lives. Sometimes during our everyday lives, it feels like, and we are not able to comprehend how precious thing it is when we talk about kingdom of God. From him we receive inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We remember this rich man and Lazarus. It comes to my mind. When from the table of the rich man, there were morsels of food that dropped from the table, and poor Lazarus was by his door. But how the tables turned when Lazarus was called and angels took him. Angels took him to the heaven's home. He went to the bosom of Abraham. We know that in this it is revealed to us what will happen if one doesn't believe. The rich man yelled that he was wearing very poorly, and if Lazarus could dip his finger to a water and give him a little drops. But we will also remember that Lazarus didn't have to speak anything. He had everything right during his time. He had believed the gospel upon himself. What is the main point of these services and the most important message of these services? That we would proclaim gospel to those who are not partakers. And the prodigal sons and daughters, we can remember from that prodigal son how he sold everything when he went to the foreign lands, lived their very ungodly life. But at some point, he became homesick. He came sick for his home. He thought if he could become as servant in his father's home. But we remember where he got. Servants clad him with a robe of righteousness, with that same robe that we have when we believe. When we believe this simple sermon in Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. If the in the even through the radio, you can also believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. That the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes through it is tested by fire may be found to praise, honor, and glory the revelation of the creature of Christ. Peter tells about faith that is tested through happenings in our lives, and even if God gives trials in our lives, but like fire reveals the destination of faith, the destination where we are reaching. God knows our pain and He is always with us. He you love even though you haven't seen him. This salvation of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully to prophesy of the grace that will come to you, judging that or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. The destination motivates us to believe. Most beautiful goals begin with dreams. And it's a good sign that you dream. So it is this matter of faith. It turns into plan and it has a goal. It's easier to discuss what is the goal. And to fulfill that goal, we need an internal drive. for Peter, the most beautiful thing for Peter was the new life. He thanked the God, the Father of Jesus Christ, who had opened his friends' hearts to love Jesus. In the Catechism, the most important thing of our lives is to know God and our Lord Jesus Christ and becoming God's children. Peter had been helped to repentance by his friend, his brother Andreas. Who had heard the words of the John the Baptist, "Look, the Lamb of God." Christ's fishing miracle broke Peter's when we during the morning service we heard how Peter fell to Jesus' feet. When Jesus first loves, then one feels oneself very sinful and unworthy. It comes to mind that, am I worthy to receive just gift? But we can believe at the end of this sermon that all sins and travel faults and doubts can be believed, forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And in Jesus' name and blood, all sins were given. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. We can, with secure mind, we can continue these opista services. And I would like to ask for my own sake, can I still believe? I promise to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.